You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. Listen live at a new time slot every Tuesday at 4:30 as Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits. Now, here's your host, Christine Radovich.
You're listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. I also run Atlantic Barter, a large network of business owners throughout the Mid-Atlantic region, all of whom use the power of professional trading to build an additional revenue stream that can be used to offset cash expenditures. Now, if this is your first time listening and you are tuned in on the radio on WWDB 860 AM, you can also find my show by listening live streaming from WWDBAM.com and clicking on the Listen Live button every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the only show that talks about bartering and how much money it can save business owners. So if you sell a product or service and you are not trading, you are quite simply paying too much money for the things you are buying. Organized bartering through Atlantic Barter allows you to leverage your profit margins and increase your purchasing power. There is no better discount than using trade dollars to pay for the things you need instead of cash. And did I mention it's also a terrific way to bring you new cash customers as well? So today I have a fabulous guest. He is a well-known full-service interior designer with design and build capabilities. He works with homeowners who are looking to renovate, redesign, or start from scratch. He was also a winning designer on HGTV's Designers Challenge. Joseph Anthony of Joseph Anthony Interior Designs, welcome to the Barter with Christine show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for lending your time to be here with me today. I know you are a busy man, so this is much appreciated. So please take a minute and introduce yourself and give some background to our audience.
Sure. My name is Joseph Anthony, and I'm located in northern Wilmington area, Hocasin area, and I service the whole state of Delaware, areas in New Jersey, southern New Jersey, that is, in Pennsylvania. We do other long distance work at the beaches when necessary. And pretty much what I do is respond to people's needs to renovate their homes, whether it be one room or the entire house. We also get involved in exterior. We contracted, have decking done and four season rooms outside. One thing we don't get into a lot is landscaping, although we have, you know, referrals to different people. But most of the work is done with an initial interview, consultation, and we would sit down and discuss what the customer is looking to do. We'll just pool a bunch of ideas, they're not necessarily in order. And I'll take notes and put things in order, and then we could discuss some of the elements that they'd like to see happen in their house or their business, because we also do professional office spaces and a lot of commercial work and banks, doctor's office, et cetera. So we pretty much, well, I think what I pride myself in is that I listen to people very well. Without listening, you're not going to know. You can't make assumptions on what they're looking for based on a half hour to 1 hour interview. So I make it a point to listen and ask questions as we go, so that we're both clear that, and I'm clear on what they're looking for, so I can suggest the best alternatives for them.
Well, I have to say that point truly hits home. You do truly listen to your customers, and I'm going to explain that in this way. Before we even get into what's trending, because in our promo for the show today, I did announce that, you know, we're going to talk about things that are trending for this year in 2022. And as we're hitting the fall season, you know, some of the things that you're seeing people do. But before we get into that, I just have to talk about your win on HGTV. I know you're a very humble man, but I am just so proud of you for that. And I realize it was a few years back when the episode aired, and this episode was a home theater design from scratch. But I have to say, I recently went back and watched it again, and it's amazingly clear why you won. And that is because you did truly listen to what the customer wanted. You incorporated not only the stage area for their son, but the ticket booth where he could go in and sell tickets, and a place that was hidden for his props, and then the popcorn machine. I mean, it was really brilliant. And it really was. I mean, I just especially love the Art Deco design style that you did on the gold crown molding you used, the fabrics, mm-hmm. the high-end carpet to give it that grand movie theater feel. I really, all I have to say is just wow, really.
Oh, thank you. It was a lot of fun. It took about 89 hours of filming, and it whittled down to the end to be about 23 minutes of actual airtime. But it did air nationally, not internationally, nationally, and it was on the air or shown, the episode was shown about 185 times throughout the following 2 years after the initial show mm-hmm. with Chris Harrison. And it was a lot of fun, and a lot of my present contractors still work with me, and you know, we have long lasting relationships, and they were very, very generous to donate some of their time, although, you know, there was some cash involved in it as well, but it was a challenge to you know, to I guess orchestrate the whole process and you know, give the clients exactly what they were looking for.
And you did just that. And that's what makes you such a great designer, is truly listening to your customers and what they want, then bringing that to life and incorporating it. I mean, that is just such talent. So if you're out there listening to this episode and you're you know, wanting to see this episode, you can do a YouTube search and type in HGTV Designers Challenge Joseph Anthony, and it will come up and you can watch that episode.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because I think there was another link I saw that wasn't working, but I found it on YouTube, and it was just great to watch that and seeing Chris Harrison. Did you get to meet him? How is he?
No, we didn't meet him in person because that was all done remotely. He was actually in California while the California crew was doing the filming here in north. I'm sorry, it was south of Philadelphia, just out of Philadelphia area in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, it was a beautiful home theater. It was really great. And I did notice that project, as well as a few of your other projects, are on the, I guess you pronounce it, Howzz website, Houzz.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a fabulous site that people go to for inspiration when it comes to design ideas. And seeing you on there was quite impressive. And your sense of style is just wonderful.
Well, I like to think that I have a lot of styles of my own. I don't have one particular one that I push on everybody, because one design doesn't fit all. So a lot of times what I end up doing is starting with one genre. It could be a colonial or a traditional design or an eclectic design. And then we kind of modify it a little bit and turn a little more contemporary or a little more country. And that's what makes it become eclectic, where you have a couple of designs going on at once for different parts of the home. Because a lot of people with children will have, no matter what age they are, either a play area or a recreation area if they're older, or video rooms, which will have one decor, whereas the living space where the adults would entertain family and friends would have a little more of a traditional decor. So it's okay to do that, providing they're in separate locations of the house. And, you know, they, they will mix together because of the different ages of the people living there.
And you have done so many different types of designs. You've done, as you mentioned, office designs and home theaters and kitchen, just about every type of design project. So what is your favorite thing to work on? Do you have a favorite?
I like kitchens a lot because the kitchen's the heart of the home. And there's a lot of elements in the kitchen, and I'm very design detail oriented when it comes to the design of the kitchen. And I work with other people to help me with the design on it. And we put it all together based on particular cabinets that may be available, or countertops, flooring. One of the trends, if I'm not skipping ahead too soon,
you're fine.
Is LVT, which is luxury vinyl tile floor, which comes in either a tile form or a wood plank form. The reason these are so popular is that they're relatively less expensive than real wood. They look like real wood, but they're made with a cushioning product with an MDF, a medium density fiber center, and a vinyl top, which has a sprayed on coat that is good for a lifetime warranty. They're also 100% waterproof, and they can go over existing tile. They can go over existing flooring, concrete floors. You can use them in basements, and they're just a great product. We also use them for stairwells.
Do they snap in or do they glue down? How does that work?
They snap in. They snap. Mm-hmm. They lock into each other, and it's what they call a floating floor. So the moldings have to be installed over the floor.
Nice.
And they come in all different colors and designs. And a lot of people sometimes will use a very light design, or they'll use a plank and a tile. You know, so you can mix them up as well. The nice thing about it is if you do move a piece of equipment or a safe or a piano into an area that has this floor, and if it happens to get damaged, it's very, very easily fixed. You just take the floor apart, take out the bad piece, put another piece in, and just put it right back together again. It's almost like a puzzle.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that in, you know, different websites. And when you watch HGTV, they're using that a lot. And it is very popular. So that is one of the trends, I guess, that people are going to. More people are going to that vinyl, flooring, I think, just because it's easy to keep clean, too. And carpet can get so old, and you feel like you have to replace it every so often. And, you know, if you have pets, it's harder to, you know, get stains out. So.
Sure.
With vinyl flooring, it seems like it's less mess and just neater, and probably doesn't collect as much dust either.
That's right. And if it does, it's very easy to use a Swiffer or a wet mop. That's really all you need to use.
Right. Okay. Good. So now moving on, you have done a lot of work on trade, and I know we've sent you all kinds of different clients, and then you're also really good. I just wanted to talk about your Hunter Douglas line, because you do work with Hunter Douglas window treatments. What can you tell us about that product line and the different? The last time I was in a showroom, I was amazed at the different technology. These aren't your grandmother's Venetian blinds anymore, right? There's so many new models and styles, and you just one touch with your finger and they go up and down. So tell us about some of the things that have transpired just with regard to window treatments through the past several years.
Over the years, people have becoming more not only ergonomic, but they're also become safer to operate, especially with children. The old blinds used to have cords on the side that a lot of times it would present a danger to children if they get their heads stuck in there. It's a choking hazard. And also the small tassels on the end can, you know, be very interesting to young children to put in their mouths. And so a lot of what they're doing now are either their cords are either higher or they're non-existent. You can get a cordless shade and just touch the bottom and raise it up and lower it. you know, whenever you like, there's a little handle on the front. And wherever you stop it, the shade would stay there. And that has become very popular. Another very popular feature are the power view feature, where you can get a remote control that can control the whole first floor of your house, or the whole second floor, or the whole house. And you can set timers to open and close the shades at different times of the day, depending on when the sun comes in, or when you want to let some natural light in. Those are becoming very, very popular as well. And even children can operate those, you know, responsibly with a parent nearby, because they do it at a distance, and their radio frequency, you don't have to aim it at anything. You could be anywhere in the room, and you could operate it very, very simply. And they have many, Hunter Douglas has many products, and most of them are fabric product. It's a polyester product called a Duet, which is like a honeycomb shade. And they have a number of different colors and weights of the shade. You can go 3/8, or you can go 3/4. You can go even up to 1-inch cells, depending on how large or small the window is. They also have the traditional metal blinds for people who still want those, but they haven't been very popular except in office buildings where they have multiple floors and they just want to control the light. But they also do have fabrics that coordinate with a company called Carroll Fabrics, which is the owner of Hunter Douglas. And they coordinate draperies or valances to go with the particular shade, and they will match the exact color. So if you want to use a valance and a shade, you could be sure that they're going to match perfectly.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really good to know. I'm actually on the market. I'm going to be doing some window treatments eventually in my home, so I'll have to keep that in mind. I know I saw wider slats too, like some really wide slats that look really nice.
For the blinds, wood blinds?
For the blinds, yeah, the wood blinds, yeah. And I think cloth ones too. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But
well, they do have some shades that look like wood blinds, but they have a sheer outer and front panel and back panel, and in between there are cloth louvers that will open and close like a wood blind, but they're very lightweight, and they come in an array of colors. Wood blinds are either natural wood, or they have what they call a faux wood blind. And the faux wood blind is very popular because they don't warp, and they're also less expensive. And they come in many wood grain colors, and of course they come in white and grays and off-whites. So there's a really big selection out there. And they're very economical, and anybody who uses a custom window treatment in their home can actually deduct that off their income taxes as a capital improvement, because
really?
They are very unlikely to be taken with them if they move, because they're custom fit.
Wow. Well, that's great information.
That's kind of a caveat. Get a little.
I didn't know that. See, I learned something today. That's wonderful. So that's another great point, you know, when you want to upgrade your blinds, like really put the money into the blinds. And I'm sure that investment will pay for itself in the long run when you go to sell your home.
Well, not only that, it's also they're also energy efficient, where you can you're saving 65% of your light infiltration in your house, which is going to keep your house cooler in the summertime by keeping the heat out and the air conditioning in, and then in vice versa, it keeps the cold out in the winter and keeps the heat in. So it's very energy efficient, and depending on the type of shade that you use, the more energy efficient it can be.
That's another great point. Hold that thought for 1 minute. We have to break for a commercial, but when we come back, I have another question regarding window treatments that maybe the audience would like the answer to as well. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll catch you on the flip side of the break.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
You're back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. And today's guest is Joseph Anthony, a winning interior designer, as seen on HGTV's Designer Challenge a few years ago. If you watched the episode, you would remember because he did an amazing home theater project from scratch for a lovely couple in the Philadelphia area. And if you haven't seen the episode, I highly recommend you watch it on YouTube. Just search for HGTV Designer Challenge, Joseph Anthony, and it will come up. So Joseph, before the break, we were talking about window treatments. And one of the questions, because there's so many different types, is if somebody really wants to do window treatments, why would you encourage them to hire someone like yourself to start the process? I mean, I kind of know the answer to that, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, pretty much the reason I was explaining the different types, everybody has a different taste of what kind of look they want. And, you know, I can tell them the advantages and disadvantages of each of the products. And this way they're educated and they'll know which ones that they would like to use. If they're using it to keep the sunlight out because their house faces the south, and it gets very hot and they're concerned about their furniture and things like that, then we would use something that has a high light control. You can get something that's semi-opaque. Actually, they come sheer, semi-sheer, semi-opaque, and opaque. Opaque being a full blackout. And mm-hmm. sometimes in a young child's room or a baby's room, you want to keep as much light out of the window as possible for day sleepers, so when they take their naps, and they'll have a little more privacy that way. Also, for master bedrooms, the same thing. If people work at night and they sleep during the day, they would like to use a blackout shade in the room that they sleep in. But there are a lot of styles and a lot of colors, and even verticals are made in the cellular form. Like the cellular shades are, and you could mix and match and have a vertical blind that will open up that will match the duet shades that are in the windows in the same house.
Nice.
But
and not only you know, that, I'm sure you take measurements and make sure that it's installed
yes.
properly. I mean,
right.
It's one thing going to Home Depot and buying some shades and a whole nother thing to have them perfectly fitted and addressing a person's needs. Because you can go into a store and say, oh, I like that, but not really know about that product. And I really don't think a Home Depot, and I'm not getting paid to mention their name on the air, but, you know, I really don't think a sales rep working at Home Depot is really going to understand
right.
what's behind those products.
Well, the other issue is the warranty on the product, because Hunter Douglas is one of the few manufacturers out there that offer a limited lifetime warranty on all their products. So if something does go wrong or something breaks or in the mechanism, they would either repair or replace it at no charge.
Nice.
And a lot of the big box stores won't do that.
Well, that's huge. And so we just have a few minutes to wrap up. And I really want to quickly talk about barter. You've been a barter member for so many years, and we mm-hmm. love having you. What is your most memorable barter purchase?
Well, I have to say that the one I'm working on right now is to completely redo my website and gain a more aggressive approach to the social media end of my business and getting my business out there on social media. And that's been exciting so far. And I'm just now getting into it. And there's more to come with an updated website and some other caveats that will take us into other social media platforms.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and we're happy to get that for you on a trade basis and continue having someone work on your social media. I think we talked about a new headshot. You know, it's always good to update your photos. It doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
You know, every couple of years, right, images can change. And, you know, you want to keep your website healthy and fresh. And so you're doing right that now. So so for those of you that want to reach you, how can they reach you? You want to give your information?
The best way is my phone, which is 302-234-1711. If I'm on a project or with somebody, feel free to leave a message. I could get back to you the same day. And you could also reach me through my website. It's still up and running right now. And there is a contact form on there that'll come to my email. You can reach, the website is josephanthonyinteriors.com. And you'll see all the information there, and you'll see a lot of my work and my mission statement, how I work, et cetera. I do want to mention just one thing, if I have a minute.
Yep. Quickly.
Right
yep.
now, one of the trends right now are not only with paint, but people are keeping the entire house in one color on all of the walls and using an accent color or the same color on the trim and a different finish. And the same with the ceilings, keeping them very light. And they're getting out of bold colors in different rooms, different colors. Another trend right now, which I'm getting involved in a lot with the pandemic, are home offices. Because a lot of people are working remotely and they're scrambling for areas in the house to be able to work from home. So that's a challenge that is being met as well. One other last item is the elderly and being safe as far as, you know, stairwells, handrails, when we do bathrooms, making sure there are rails to hold on to when getting in and out of a shower or a tub. And I always tell people to keep their house in the condition that if they want to sell right away, they don't have to start renovating at that point. So it's always
right
good to keep your house in a "this can be for sale tomorrow" condition.
That's a good point. Well, I want to thank you for being here today on the show. I know your time is valuable and it's much appreciated. So I hope people will listen and reach out to you. And if they're a barter member, then they can contact their barter broker and we can coordinate that. But I just want to thank you again. And as I like to say at the close of every show, be smarter, think barter, and make sure you visit AtlanticBarter.com. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. on WWDBAM.com or 860 a.m. on your dial if you're in Philadelphia. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.